so much for everything.
Hello?
Hey, Chris, this is Steve with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Steve, Bank of Cardiff, how you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I'm actually just trying to follow up with you here. We are in contact about back in February. I know it's quite a while ago, but just circling back, you told me just to give you a call, you know, in about 6 months. So that's what I'm doing here. You probably don't remember, but we talked back in February about, you know, some equipment financing, some working capital. We talked a little bit about how you took out a truck loan through Ford and all that stuff. So
right.
So that's pretty much what I'm doing, just seeing how you're doing, following up, making sure you're okay, and seeing if you guys have any needs. The offer still stands for you guys for the pre-approval, so on the equipment or the capital. So
okay.
Going back with
you. I'm getting ready to, maybe within the next month or two, going back to Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And I might want to pay off this truck and get a pickup. But I want to see, what I can get for my Corvette. I want to get rid of my Corvette.
And oh, nice. What kind of Corvette?
So I want a 2001 convertible.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's only got 42,000 miles on it, so it's in really good shape. But I want to kind of do the negotiating separate, you know, so.
Yeah. That's really nice. 2001 with only 40,000 miles on it? That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But, I mean, I want to get the most I can for it, but I do want to get rid of it. And I just never drive it much, you know.
Yeah.
You're so I might at that time in a couple of months, you know, I'm going to see what happens. If I can pull it off, I'd like to get it, you know, sort of write off and for, you know, pay this one off. So I think I got the payments down low enough to where I can cash this one out and then
put the other
one on a loan.
Sure, yeah. We could do, there's two ways we could do it. Absolutely, yeah, we could do a payoff type of loan. That's nice, man. What are you trading it in for? Do you know?
Just a F-150.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
I can run,
look at jobs in instead of driving this the F-350 all over. So right now I'm coming back from San Diego, driving all the way back up to Vista, you know, in the F-350. You know,
that's
it'll
tough,
save
man.
Me some money, and
yeah,
it's going to be better. I can leave this one on the job and take off to the pickup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Materials, or go look at another job, or go to a meeting, or whatever.
Yeah, so, F-350 in Golden Triangle is not very fun, too, sometimes.
No, it's not. You know, I mean, and you try to take this thing to a bank, you know, a big flatbed, you know, or, you know, a tight spot down in La Jolla. I do a lot of work in La Jolla. There's no parking down there.
Yeah, man, I feel you. So, I actually just
come out of bank off Baker's Hill right now, and it was pretty tight there, too.
Yeah. I actually had a big F-250, and I got rid of that thing just because of that. I mean, gas, and just it's not a traffic vehicle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, if it's making you money, it's okay. You know,
sure.
You gotta feed the machine, you know, but it's actually going to make you some money, so it's, you know, it kind of pays for itself.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, talking yourself into initiating, you know, the initial buying it, you know, and then you see how, you know, just it pays for itself, so.
Right. Oh, yeah,
you know,
I totally
agree. The write-off's good on it. You know,
man.
This truck, they won't let you write the whole thing off. I don't think it was, and we split it for 2 years. And it really helped me out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the write-off, so.
Oh, yeah, the write-offs help a lot of business owners out. Taking advantage of that, it's amazing.
Yeah, it helps.
Sure.
Yeah.
Especially when they just passed this new bill with I think the limit is like 500,000 or something like that. Half a mil? That's insane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't keep up with all that. My wife's in a, she's not a CPA, but she does accounting and stuff, so we have to keep up with that stuff. But
yeah.
The less I know, the better off I am. I have to know too much as it is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, right on, man. When do you plan on doing that? Like next month?
I don't know. I want to do it before December.
Okay.
You know, that's when I bought this one. Was like the second week of December, a couple years ago, and then you know, I'd kind of like to do it before then. The 2017s will come out this month, and then, you know, I could get a, you know, a 2016 in December, get a better deal on it, and
seems like you're very good
borrowers.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's why we, so I've been looking at them all summer, you know, so, pricing and stuff like that, and seeing what I can get for my money. And so I think I'm about ready to just shop around, take the vet down to the dealerships, and say, hey, what will you give me for this, you know?
Yeah, and, absolutely. I gotcha.
You know, just that. But I appreciate the call.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, call, I would say, call me mid-November.
Okay.
And I should have enough information to see, you know, what you guys can actually do.
Yeah. Just to give you a little idea of what we could do, let's just say it is November. What we could do is we could do two separate ways. We could either do equipment financing, you know, where you just pretty much we pay Ford or whoever the money, and then you just pay us, like, as an equipment finance loan.
Right.
Or we could do a working capital loan where we pay off, you know, your existing, whatever your loan is, and then, you know, take out additional to get the new truck. So there's two ways that we could do that. So the nice thing about that, too, is that let's just say if you were to, let's just, for, you know, for giggles, let's just say that you just sent in all the paperwork, I mean, and you got approved. You know, you have the offer that lasts for about 90 days. So if you got approved and all that stuff, you know, the offer's there for 90 days. So the nice thing with that is we do this with a lot of people is that they, you know, sometimes they, a couple months out, they send in the paperwork. That way we have it already on file. That way you're not scrambling around to get all the paperwork, you know, to me, like right when you need it. That way you just call me up and be like, hey, I'm ready to do it. The offer is there. And then we just get you approved and do all that stuff. So that's another nice thing too. So, so I mean, that's always an option that we can do for you as well.
Okay. Well, why don't you do that? Why don't you call me like mid-November, and then I should have all the information that I need, you know, with my Corvette and and what, you know, Ford. I'm gonna run it through their fleet department and then see what they can do, and then maybe we can work something out.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to do business with you, man. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead. I'm looking forward to you calling me.
Sure. Just out of curiosity, I don't know, somehow I lost your email. Do you have an email?
I do.
Go ahead.
Ayers, A-Y-E-R-S.
Uh-huh.
Plastering.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Gmail. Perfect. All right, yeah, I'll just send you an email, just one email, I promise, it's not going to be like a million of them, it's just one. Just some contact information, and then it's going to just have some information on the different programs and things like that, so.
Perfect.
All right, Chris, well, I do appreciate it, man, and, you know, enjoy the rest of your week. Be in touch.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, bye. Have a good one.